From Chicago, it's the Old St. Pat's Podcast, Lent 180 Series. In observance of Lent, we're running a three-part series of reflections from Old St. Patrick's members. Enjoy 180 seconds that can turn your life 180 degrees. In part two of our Lent 180 series, spiritual director and retreat leader Al Gustafson reflects on meaningful ways we can fast this Lent.
Fasting is the spiritual practice of giving up something for a period of time in order to focus our heart and our mind on God. On a recent CAT scan to monitor if my lymphoma is still in remission, the results reveal good news about the lymphoma. However, a neuroendocrine tumor was found on my pancreas. Fortunately, it can be surgically removed, and once it is, I shouldn't have to think about tumors on my pancreas anymore. But since that fateful scan, there have been times where that is all I can think about. One way to practice fasting this Lent is to choose to fast from future fantasizing and worry. Whether we're experiencing a health crisis, relationship troubles, problems at work, or financial insecurity, there is a tendency for our minds to want to rush ahead and take some control over all our present uncertainty. We can spend lots of time fantasizing about what our future will be, and the result is we become disconnected from our present moment experience. Getting caught up in our future fantasizing, we can miss the blessings of today. And we often burn lots of emotional calories worrying about all the what-ifs of tomorrow. Fasting from our future fantasizing is to invite God to hold our troubles and insecurities, at least for a while. It is to pray, Lord, I give up my need to know, and I surrender the outcome to you. And when we surrender our future into God's hands through our fasting from fantasizing about it, what we are ultimately saying is, Lord, I trust that you care about me. I trust that I will not be alone as I carry this hardship. And although your love does not protect me from life's adversities, I know your love sustains me through it all. And so I place my burden, I place my life in your hands. Perhaps our fasting begins in 5-minute increments. Maybe 5 minutes is as long as I can go before I need to feed the fantasy again. But then I can keep returning to God to let go for another 5 minutes, and then another 5 minutes. And with practice and grace, my periods of fasting lengthen, and I find myself going a whole morning or maybe even a whole day without the need to fantasize about my future. And as a result, I have more space to enjoy my life as it is, to be present to my loved ones, and to attend to the work I have been given to do. This Lent, we can let God draw us closer through the practice of fasting. And my practice might be to fast from my future fantasizing in order to experience the blessings and receive the grace of the present moment I am now living.
Thank you for listening to the Lent 180 series. To stay up to date with new episodes and series, please follow us on Spotify or Google Podcasts. I'm Kate Anderson. You've been listening to the Old St. Pat's Podcast.